Welcome back to the Camera Shack Podcast. I'm your host, Logan. And today we're in for a wild adventure. It is a cold, snowy day in December. It's actually December 23rd, I think. 23rd. Just snowed. Lots of snow everywhere. Why are we talking about this stuff on a camera podcast? It's okay. Today, we're going to go back in time 3 or 4 months to September. Labor Day. I think that's right. Labor Day. Is that right? September weekend. September 4th weekend. And talk about the Ohio Renaissance Festival. So, last year, I went to the Ohio Renaissance Festival, and we had a great time, took lots of photos, and I believe I did an episode on it quite a while ago, that this year we went to the Celtic Fest, Ohio. It was a great time, and made an entire little, like, 3-minute video. That's like a video montage. It turned out really well. And so for this year, for this Renaissance Festival season this year, September, I wanted to basically make that video on steroids. So my plan was to try to go basically get there. So it's normally open on Saturday and Sundays, right? Every weekend in September and October. Except for the first weekend, it's opened 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And so my plan was to try and go right when it opens and stay until like 5 or 6 p.m. Each day, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, and get literally as much footage as possible. I wanted to make literally a 30-minute to an hour video. That's like a combination of like montages and, maybe an act or two from different performers. Throw in some like interviews and stuff like that. And really make it, full-fledged like crazy. And unfortunately, a tragedy has stopped me in my tracks, and that was it rained every hour of every day, but pretty much. I got like 10 minutes total of footage, and actually those 10 minutes really wasn't. They didn't actually turn out too bad. But yeah, it was really hard because it was basically raining. So didn't get too many photos. Got photos, but not like a whole lot. And they were all like super dreary and gray. And the videos are like impossible to color grade because I swear one clip is literally a minute long clip. And the magenta shifts like several points from the start of the video to the end of the video. So in order for the view not to turn purple or not to turn green halfway through the clip, I would have had to have keyframed the magenta shift. So yeah, it was pretty bad, and that kind of ruined all my plans. I'd even thought about maybe even like renting like a C70 and taking it. And luckily, I did not do that. That would have just been terrible. Luckily, I did not do that. Especially because it's like $300. It wouldn't have been worth it. It would have been cool. It would not have been worth it. So, yeah, still took several photos, Lots of people were there with like umbrellas and stuff like that. I'm glad I went and took photos. Wow, this episode of the podcast is going to be very, it's going to be a great 5 minutes and a bad 10 minutes. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I went. It's kind of cool because you can see like raindrops, you know, in some of the photos and stuff like that. Shoot, this is going to be a super short episode of the podcast, apparently. I can't really vamp nothing. There weren't a whole lot of people who showed up, so it wasn't like too crazy busy. One of the things we did try this year is there's a special like VIP group. I don't know if VIP is the right word, but like they get like special perks. Like it's like a season pass plus ticket. And so they have their own little area. And what we did was I brought one of those Polaroid 600 cameras. It's like the Polaroid Now Plus is what they're called. They print square Polaroids. And the film is called Polaroid 600. And that was pretty cool. So like, you know, anyone we saw who was, you know, part of that group, we would take their picture using the Polaroid camera. And then we hanged it up inside of the tent. And I think throughout the whole season, I think we used like, at least 100. I think probably 120, if I had to guess. 120 Polaroids, which is incredibly expensive. So that can't be right. It was probably closer to 80. I think it was closer to 80. Because each Polaroid is each Polaroid package. So how it works is, you don't put the film in per se. Like it comes, the Polaroids come in a box, and you insert the box into the camera, and then the pictures are printed out of the box. Basically, that's a really bad description of it. And each box contains 8 Polaroids, so I had a package of 5 boxes, and then I had, I think, another package of 2 boxes. So at least 8, 64. Yeah, so I think about 80 Polaroids is how many went throughout the whole season, that is. And that was really cool. And I think people really, really enjoyed getting their photo taken with the pool. I know a few people were like, wow, yeah, that's super cool. And like they went right when the last weekend people took it home and stuff like that, took theirs home. And people were like, yeah, I hanged it up on a wall, you know, stuff like that. So I think it was definitely a big hit for sure. Well, this might just be a short episode. I don't really have too much more to say other than, yeah, it was rainy. We'll definitely try again next year. I would say, you know, Celtic Fest, it happens, I think, in June or July. So that would be a good time to try and shoot that, like, 30-minute long whole video ordeal, you know, rigmarole. But the problem is it's only one day. So it's way harder to get a ton of footage. So it'd be better to do it just in September. Not to say I'm not going to still do another video, you know, but the video may only be, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes instead of, you know, the full 30. If you haven't already, check me out on Instagram at @TheLoganR. I would really appreciate it if you could check out some of the photos, maybe like a few, and give me a follow. It would really mean a lot. Now back to the episode. So last week, last episode, I remember we had talked about the Canon R6 V2. And I have a quick update on this whole thing. So I actually decided I wanted to do basically a camera review of the R6 Mark II. So I went ahead and I rented it from Lindgren. It was like $105 to rent it for a week. And good news, bad news. The good news is I rented it. But the bad news is that the good news is I rented it over Christmas break. So it should get here. Well, it should have gotten here yesterday or the day before. And I would have it until like the day after Christmas. So like the 29th. So I'd have plenty of time, days off and stuff like that, just to, test out the camera, things like that. Bad news is apparently they just don't have them yet. Like they have them, like you can order them, but they're not actually like there yet. I guess they have the order in, they just haven't arrived. And so they were like, hey, we don't actually have the camera. So that kind of sucked. But that's okay, because it may have all worked out in the end since there's been this big blizzard that's going on. So, I would have had to, through thick and thin, I have that camera to review. I gotta review it. I'd be driving around in the snow, on a level, snow emergency level 2 or whatever, or level 4, level 6, wherever it's at. Luckily, it got pushed back, and they were just like, yep, we'll let you know when we have actually in stock, and once we have it actually in stock, we'll ship it out, which is nice. I guess it would kind of suck if I was having, an actual photo shoot that I actually needed it for, but at the same time, probably not the greatest idea to use a brand new camera. I've never used this camera, let me use it, probably wouldn't have been the greatest idea. So, in those cases, I will have recommended that person probably rent a regular R6 to start with. So that's the update on that. And, any other camera updates? Yes, I am considering purchasing a RF 50mm f1.2. It'd be a very nice lens to own. It's also a very expensive lens, but I found one used. They're wanting $1,650, and the problem is I'm not really willing to spend $1,650 on that lens. I have a terrible manual focus, literally a Chinese lens that I bought for $150. And so far, that lens has not really worked out too well, but it's worked out well enough. And that's the key, well enough. I may continue to just rent the lens from Lens Rentals for like $100 every time I do it, because I only need to rent it like 2-3 times a year, which works out way better in the long run. But at the same time, if I rented it or if I bought it, I may use it way more than 3 times a year, because I just happen to have it. But sorry, I thought but that's neither here nor there, I guess. I just happened to look, it's the reflection of this that happens to me. I also bought two, they are 3.5 foot, I believe, 4 foot Godox light tubes. They are the TL60s. Now these light tubes are actually pretty, pretty cool. So they have, different modes and stuff like that. So they have a color temperature mode where you can do between 3,500 or something like that, 4,000, warmth to 6,500 warmth. Then you can also set specific hues. So if I want to do hue 360, which would be red, and then a saturation of 100, or 100 down to 0, and then it makes it just white. And there's also different modes that go cycle through, the different color hues and stuff like that. They're actually really cool lights. The only thing I don't like is they're a little hard to mount on a stand. They come with clips, but apparently people have reviewed these clips kind of poorly. I haven't actually used the clips yet, but it's just something on my list. So I will definitely give you guys some updates on those as I use them more. I've used them for a photo shoot and just holding them. And let me tell you, that's like probably the worst way to utilize these lights because it really sucks to hold the light and take a photo. Not really the greatest user experience there, but that's okay. I'll keep you guys updated on it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, please consider sharing it with your friends. I'd really like to try and grow the podcast a lot more. If you haven't already, check me out on Instagram at @TheLoganR. And until next time, thanks.